Look at the Torah, page Yud Beis, Tav, page Yud Beis, second column, is Gimel. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Bina and Chochma, and Matzah brings the Chochma into Bina, that's the level of Simcha, and that's why Shabbos is called Kodesh, which is a word by itself, meaning it's the level of Chochma, and Yom Tov is a Mikra Kodesh, you call the Kodesh, meaning you bring it down into Bina, and that's the cause of Simcha. In Mitzrayim, there was the Yisr Chametz was only one day because they had Meisha and Aaron to undo all the difficulties in the Midbar with the snakes and scorpions and everything. But then generations, we need 7 days. He says, we'll start Gimel again. Let's go quick. Hine nimsa kibes matzah, same matzah, shalayla rishayna chayva matzah, shokoy meyech pesach. So there's a difference between the first mandatory night of matzah and the rest of Pesach. Abchina sabeiz alma shalihiz, but kabesein lo yitzrich, and bemisli is the matzah shoshim koy meyech pesach. Now, in Mitzrayim, they didn't need all 7 days of guarding the matzahs because Moshe and Aaron were there. Achdel hayat some mele shenigla le'melch ma'achir amlochem. But that what they had in Mitzrayim, yes, they only ate matzah one day because they didn't need no chametz for 7 days because they had Moshe and Aaron. But that was all really a gift from above. That revelation of Hashem having Moshe and Aaron, that's not the Jews doing. That's what Hashem did. Because when we say Hashem is the King of the Kings of the Kings, what does it mean? Simply, Melachim hey Mamlachim Shalamata Baylamazet. Okay, Melach Malchi Hamlachim. Melachim, the last word refers to the kings down here. Mel Malchi Hamlachim, Sarim Al Yainim Shabitzva Morim. Okay? Like it says, the Sar Malchus Paras and so on. So therefore, you have like this. Hashem is the Melech over Malchai, meaning even over their higher spiritual Malachim and Mazolos and constellations over that, and over the physical Malachim. And another reason why Hashem is called Melech Malchai Hamlachim. Prinus Malchus, Ivan Agosi Elamas, Aide Esses Sphiris. And like this is what we finished off yesterday. Malachim is Netzach HaYisei. Malchi is Chesed Gvur Tiferet, and Melech Malchi is Chabad, which comes into Elam Asiya, which is Elam Yitzira, is Chagas, and so on. Okay, Bahainu ki Chochma Sheirein and Sabah. This is where we're up to, because in Chochma, it's the revelation of Ern Sabah, which is called Melech Malchi Amlachim. Okay, so he said yesterday like this. There's Yud is in Atzilus, He is in Bria, Vav is in Yitzira, He is in Asiya. Okay? So he says, so the level Melech Malchi Amlochim, that's the level of the Yud, the level of Chachma, which is total Bittul. And therefore, V'gili Chachma Gili Erd Abba Shenigla B'chinez Gilu. L'fikach Memela L'hoya Yaniach L'hachmet B'tzeikam L'yes Yaniach Chasushol. What was revealed in Mitzrayim? The level of Melech Malchi Amlochim, which is the level higher than Atzilus, or he's saying here also the level of Chochma, and because Chochma is a level of Bittul, that level was revealed. If that level was revealed, Chametz can't happen. Because Chametz is Geiger. When Bittul is revealed, the level of Chochma is revealed, so then you can't have the level. So they didn't need to guard the matzah for 7 days. Or they weren't obligated not to eat chametz for 7 days. So he says, "Kmeshe kosu yirei as bnei yomalach b'hirish kipshute han shem shenistarch liyiris Hashem yizbarich." Just like we have to fear Hashem, even though we don't see Him. V'mzeh tifresh min aved, and through this you'll be separated from aveda. Kint tistarch shetisari min amelch. So the pasuk says like this. Just like you fear Hashem, even though you don't see him. You have to fear the physical king, even though you don't see him. I mean, you picture his face, but you don't see... People never saw... You know, most people never even saw the king. Huh? One second, he's not done yet. Even though you don't see the king, but if you have fear of the king, you're never going to rebel against the king. And then you'll be safe from getting killed from the king. That's how this commentary explains it. Okay, the pasuk says like this: fear God, umelach. So the first interpretation is just like you fear Hashem, even though you don't see him. Fear the king even though you don't see him. That's one interpretation. But another interpretation is Yirei as b'nei u'malach. Malach al yitzircha. Meaning like this. One says, fear Hashem even though you don't see him. And then you'll use the same way, you should fear a king even though you don't see him. Another interpretation is Yirei Hashem, when you fear God, u'malach, you're going to control your yetzahara. How does a person control the Yetzirah? By fearing God. If you don't fear Hashem, then you're not going to control your Yetzirah. And he said, "Ushnei apirushim emes, both are true. Hainu, aidei ayiro amitis me Hashem. By having the true fear of Hashem, which is melech malchei hamlochim, aidei zeh, melech al yitzroch, you'll be able to control your Yetzirah. Shleilam shechacha taivis gashmias, not to be drawn after physical pleasures, machmas ayirav abitul, because of fear." And he said, "The yetahara who are chametz, lochein yetahara is chametz, right? So how do you control the yetahara? By having fear of Hashem.
Or the love of Hashem?
No, fear will cause you not to rebel against Hashem. Love causes you to do things for Hashem. Right. That's what the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. Love is the source of all positive mitzvahs, and fear is the source of all negative mitzvahs. If I love somebody, I want to be close to them. Right? So therefore, I want to do things that bring me close to them. You do a mitzvah, you become closer to Hashem. Fear is I don't want to rebel against them. We're not talking about fear of punishment. That's a much lower level, but even a higher level of fear. I just have awe and respect of Hashem. I don't want to go against him. That's why you don't do negative mitzvahs. I mean, why you don't transgress negative mitzvahs. Therefore, when that level of fear is revealed, the fear of Hashem, then the person won't sin. It can't become chametz. Therefore, in Mitzrayim, when Hashem revealed himself, this level of melech malchei hamlochim, which is a level of melech, fear, king you don't love, you fear the king, so therefore it couldn't become chametz. Aval etzleinu, but by us, we don't have that revelation, mig melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, nasa chiyav ledeiros, we have the obligation for all generations, liyis matzis yorecha eshiv esayamim. We need to eat matzah for 7 days. Why 7 days? Because we have to have this bittul to Hashem in all 7 attributes. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Shebehem, Yeshlit, Eliyetzahara. Why Epis? Only the 7 midas? Because he quotes from Kabbalah, Sheshvir Sakelum, Hayyubizayin Tachtenim. When the Tehil broke up, it says, where was the Shvira? It says in Kabbalah, only in the 7 midas of Tehil. Not in the Seichel of Tehil. So therefore, all the Kliba that fell down here is what from Eilu Mateo, like we learned many Maimonim, right? The higher the thing, the lower it fell. So all Kliba down here came from Tehil. Now, which level of Tehil broke? The 7 Midas. Therefore, what level is evil in the world? In the 7 Midas. Therefore, we don't have this revelation like they had then in Mitzrayim of Melech Malchei Amlochim, this awesome revelation. So we need to eat matzah 7 days, meaning no chametz 7 days. We need to guard the matzis because we need to be protected in all 7 midas. over there in Mitzrayim, they had this revelation from Hashem, so they were protected from above down. Therefore, they were only had forbidden to eat chametz one day, because the revelation of Hashem didn't allow the other days to become chametz. But we don't have that revelation, so therefore we need to eat matzah for 7 days.
We have
the
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Huh?
We have the Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, but we don't have Aaron. Shebehem yeshlit liyetzahara. Valkein tarach laham shebemchinis matzah bit. Okay, so he says this. There's two levels of matzah. Okay, val mat val b'chin arishena. And this first level of matzah we say, ba'avur ze'os Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. Meaning, b'shor sheyesh matzah, she'bavur amshachas ha-mat mitzvah sasei. No, I'm sorry. She'bavur amshachas matzah, because of the revelation of matzah, osa avayhu gili er abba. Ba'avur zeh, okay, osa, meaning, he says, that Hashem, osa Hashem li. Okay, what do we say in the Haggadah? It's a pasuk chumash. Ba'avur zeh, because of this, Matzah is l'shon eichlem. Okay, ba'avur zeh, hoy Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Yeah, this is what, because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. He's saying, ba'avur zeh, because of the matzah, what do? Also havaya, we make havaya come into the lowest level of action, asiyah. Also havaya b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Pirish hani in osa Hashem li hanishanim shel gili earns of matam mamish, but elam asiya. Then what do? Pesach, we bring down this lofty level of God into the lowest of levels. Bottom line of this, in a practical level, to bring it down. He's saying that the concept of Pesach, with all the fanaticisms of it, with chametz, and therefore it's an interesting thing. On Pesach, we were discussing this in the halacha. In the Torah it says, you're not allowed to see chametz that belongs to you, and you're not allowed to own chametz that belongs to you. Chametz that belongs to you, you're not allowed to see. Right? Now, we don't find that...
See,
huh?
You're not allowed to see.
If you own it, if it belongs to you.
When we sell it.
That's why it doesn't belong to us. Okay, but I'm saying, conceptually, the Torah says, you cannot see chametz that belongs to you. You cannot own chametz that belongs to you, right? There's no such thing, you're not allowed to see treif. You're not allowed to own treif. Okay? Only by chametz it says that on Pesach. Why? Why is the Torah so to speak, fanatic about chametz? Not only you're not allowed to eat, okay, well, you're not allowed to eat pig a whole year, but the Torah doesn't say you can't touch it, you can't look at it, you can't see it, you can own it. I mean, you curse, but what's the Iyun of Chametz and Pesach? Because again, Chametz symbolizes haughtiness, ego blown up, unlike Matzah, which is bittul. So Chametz, which is blown up, is basically the whole source of evil. The Gemara calls the Yetzahara the Sa'ur Shabi'isa, the yeast of the dough, meaning what makes it rise. The Yetzahara is the source of all sin. The Yetzahara, the Gemara calls, is the chametz, the ego of the person. That's the source of all evil. If a person has bittul to Hashem, there's no me, only Hashem, then we'll never sin. I mean, you can't, if there's only Hashem, that's all you're interested in, there's no me to be, to care about, so why would a person go against the will of Hashem? There's nothing to go against the will for, because there's no you. What's the source of all evil? Because, yeah, Hashem said, don't do it, but I want to do it. You know, Hashem does it, don't think it, I want to think it. Hashem said, don't say it, I want to say it. Don't do it, I want to do it. So that's all because of ego. So what's the inyan of matzah, Pesach? Pesach is the time when Nigla aleihem melech malchim lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people. So in Egypt, because of that revelation that the Jews had from Hashem, chametz didn't get in the way after the first day. The rest of the 7 days, they were allowed to eat chametz, like we learned. And they were able to come to the level of Kriyas Yamsuf, when hidden became revealed, Yam becomes Yabasha, through the revelation of one night and not eating chametz one day. Why? Because like you said before, Moshe was there, Aaron was there, they protected the Jews from any level of chametz. So by eating matzah one day, and not eating chametz one day, but they're able to come to this revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf, of hidden becoming revealed. The super levels of God that are normally hidden became revealed. Yam becomes Yabasha, right? Ocean becomes dry land. Nowadays, we don't have that revelation of Nigla Lem Melch Machem Melch Mekadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to protect all seven Midas of the person, because the Midas is where evil is. Midas is evil, basically. And that's why Shvir Sekelim, what fell down into evil, is only from the seven Midas of Tehu. So therefore, today we need matzah 7 days.
Spiritually, aren't we higher than them?
Yes, the Mila is we had already Matan Teda. We had Matan Teda. Yeah. But on a yearly basis, what?
I was thinking because we in the Gal, that we do an extra day, so 8 days.
Right. Yeah, but. Okay, let me finish this and then I'll answer that.
Seven cause the eight, yeah.
No, but it's more than that. It's more than that. 1 second. So then, we have the revelation after of Matan Teva that they didn't have. But when it comes again, Pesach, on a yearly basis, we reenact the whole thing again. Right? Like Matan Teva, every year Shavuos happens again. Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim happens again. So, we have to have the matzah before midnight. We're after Matan Tei, we should only have the matzah after midnight. We should eat the matzah only after midnight. The answer is, we're reenacting the Pesach concept on a higher level than it was before. In other words, last year, we ate matzah. There was a revelation of midnight, and then there was post-midnight, yeah? But now, the whole world is on a higher level. Every year, the world goes up. There's a revelation of Hashem that never existed before, it also never says. So now we're Jews on a higher level, right? So now we need to start again from the beginning for this higher level. Next year, Mashiach will be here, but there will be all different stories. But, you know, we have to start. In other words, now we're doing it on this level. Now we become this level, so we need to start doing it on this level. And then next year we're going to be on this level, so we need to start doing everything on that level. So it keeps going. But yeah, but we're on a higher level than they were because we have Matan Teda. And therefore, our Matan Teda made that we do things now. We make things holy. Then it was a revelation of Hashem that we don't have today. Okay? So we need to do all those things again. The matzah and, everything else. Now, the Rebbe spoke many times a very interesting concept. In Eretz Yisrael, they only have 7 days Pesach. The eighth day, they don't have Pesach. Right? Only 7 days. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the eighth day of Yom Tov is the concept of Mashiach. The Haftarah is all about Mashiach. We have Suddas Mashiach. Okay? In Eretz Yisrael, they do it on the seventh day, but it's not the same thing. And the Rebbe explains an interesting thing. There's the famous question asked, Chabad is crazy, crazy careful about not getting matzah wet. But crazy careful not to get the matzah wet. On the eighth day, we go out of our way to get it wet. We go out of our way to get it wet. Yeah? And in Alter Rebbe Shechon Aruch, it says, in the Tshuva, Alter Rebbe writes, that if you do it on the eighth day, it's okay. But why are we dafka careful to do it? And why are we crazy the first 7 days and all of a sudden the eighth day is still Pesach? We don't eat anything else on the eighth day that we wouldn't eat on the seventh day. Why the Sinyan of Gebrax? So the Rebbe says that because on the eighth day is the revelation of Mashiach, and you already counted Sfiras HaOmer 7 days, we start counting Neumann on the second day of Pesach. So on the eighth day of Pesach, we counted already 7 days of the Omer, meaning we find Chesed, Gvura, Teferet, Netzach, Chod, Yosef, Malchus of Chesed. So therefore, the Rebbe explains because of the Gili of Mashiach, Gebrox can't become a problem. Cannot become a problem. During the 7 days, we're afraid maybe it becomes chametz. Maybe there's some left unbaked dough that you mix water with, it might become, you know, chametz. But the Rebbe says the gili of Mashiach, like over there in Mitzrayim, the gili of Hashem didn't allow it to become chametz. So the Rebbe explained the gili of Mashiach doesn't allow the brachos to happen. Okay, we're getting the matzah wet. Where is that? Only in the Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have that revelation. Understand? Why? Because 8 symbolizes above nature. The 7 days of the week, time and place, is 7. Sunday is not the 8th day. Sunday is first day again of the new week. 8, the Klal Yochid says, Ibrahim Hashmini, represents a level above world. That Gili HaMashiach on the 8th day only exists in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing the Rebbe explained, another interesting thing. Chanukah is also 8, also connected to Mashiach. And the Rebbe said, you see how everything in Torah, even customs, on the dreidel, yeah, that we play Chanukah, it says, Nes Gadol Nun Gimel Hayshin. Nes Gadol HaYashav, right? On the dreidel. The letters, Nun Gimel Hayshin. In the Israeli dreidels, it doesn't say Nun Gimel Hayshin. It says Nun Gimel Hay Pei. Nes Gadol HaYapo. Go look in an Israeli dreidel, go to Israel. It says Nun Gimel Hay Pei. It doesn't say Nun Gimel Hayshin. So what's the difference? Nun Gimel Hayshin, yeah, is a numerical value of Mashiach. Nun Gimel Hayshin is the word Geishna, where the Jews were in Mitzrayim. Geishna is 358. The letters of the dreidel, Nun Gimel Hayshin, equals 358. Nun Gimel Hay Pei doesn't equal 358, because it's a Pei instead of a Shin. Right? Pei is 80 and Shin is 300. Correct? Rebbe says, where does that in your Mashiach happen? Not in Israel with Nun Gimel Hay Pei, Davkin Chutz La'aretz Nun Gimel Hay Shin. Similar to the concept of the 8th day Yom Tov, which is the Gilui Mashiach, right? Versus in Eretz Yisrael, they don't. Why? Because the greater the darkness, the greater the revelation. The greater the darkness is because the greater light fell down, low integrated darkness. So in Chutz La'aretz, you have the Gilui Mashiach that you don't even have in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's why Bris pushes off Shabbos. By the way, that's why Bris pushes off Shabbos. Shabbos